Okay, so this is a little extra for our Ransom Heart tribe. One of the things that I've been thinking about a lot as we've been having this conversation, John, around the world, is how do we as a team reconcile that we are actually one of the things competing for people's attention on places like Facebook, iTunes, YouTube? Like, how do we do this? How do we make those decisions?
It's hard. The temptation to become completely monastic is really strong right now. And frankly, it's strong in our culture here in the team of just, we're so done. Everyone's getting off their Instagram accounts and their Facebook accounts, and everyone's shutting their phones down at night. And, you know, we've actually become hard to reach for one another.
Right.
and it's aggravating, and I love it. It's like, I'll text you at night, I don't get a response, and right on, like, way to go. I said something in a completely different conversation recently. We were talking about learning to hear the voice of God. It was you and I, Blaine. Oh my gosh, it was that unbelievable conversation driving back from the ranch when we were talking about—
Oh, yeah. The God that speaks in whispers.
Yes, the God doesn't like to shout.
Right.
He doesn't actually like to have to compete for our attention.
Right. Well, what we were talking was like my solution to hearing God is for him to, you know, enunciate. His solution is that we actually come closer and give it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes rather than a 30 second, which highway is going to be faster home. Should I answer this phone call?
I'm embarrassed because that conversation and something that came up in a director's meeting recently, we do listening prayer in our director's meeting quite a bit on very substantive things, right. You know, should we go to Australia and do this boot camp? Should we start this new initiative? Do we allocate these funds for, you know, very substantive things? And somebody on the team brought up, hey, could we give a little more time to that? It's beginning to feel rushed, hearing from God at the pace that everything else is coming at us. It's the very thing. And so I started to notice in my personal life that, quote, listening to God, I literally expect to hear within 7 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's brutal on a spiritual life. I think that's brutal on a human heart. Unfortunately, I do hear quickly, so I can kind of get away with that approach sometimes. But what Blaine and I were riffing on for hours in this drive back in the car was, God doesn't like to have to compete for our attention. So back to your question, what do we do? We need to offer what we're offering. We have a podcast. We have, you know, videos. We have content. We have blogs and a newsletter and that kind of thing. But like God, I find myself not wanting to shout for people's attention anymore. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to join the shout, because the thing is, we've tried it. We've tried shouting. We've tried, you know, this marketing campaign and this ad thing and that, and it just doesn't feel true.
Right. John, in a similar vein, you mentioned earlier the YouTube channel that we have as a family, and we've made the decision as a family that, like, we just won't play the clickbait game. We won't try and be sensational for the sake of reaching more people.
Right?
Even though in the past, like, dabbling in that, like, it sometimes works. But because for us, it's primarily a way to expose people to the kingdom, although we don't ever say that in our episodes, we've actually cut back. We're doing less. We're now doing one episode a week instead of at the height. We were doing 5 episodes a week. And our attitude has become, God is going to draw the right people at the right time. It is not our job to try and do that on his behalf by being loud and obnoxious and trying to get people's attention. The Holy Spirit is actually very good at that.
It's interesting, as we grapple with this on our and son's team, there's just the really interesting thing of, it's like, I actually don't see any examples where God is in the business of publicity. Like, Jesus is about transformation. And there's wonderful evidence that things that are getting big have very little holding power. And, you know, as we wrestle with that, like, what do we do with the desire to reach people with great content that would benefit them greatly? And sort of grappling with, that might not be our job to be big simply because the thing is quality, because size does not produce transformation.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, he seemed to avoid the crowd. There he is, prime of his ministry. Lots of people are showing up. And the disciples come to him like, hey, Jesus has this crowd. And he's like, okay, great, let's jump in a boat, go to the other side of the lake. Like, he actually avoided it.
This is very, very disruptive, because last week's episode, I was pointing out very briefly that the church is not immune. Christianity is not immune to the world. And at different phases and at different ages, you know, it's had to fight different versions of that. But, oh my gosh, I was talking about ease and convenience. And look at what churches have had to do with their services, right? Do a Friday night service, do a Saturday afternoon, like make it as consumer friendly as possible, as opposed to, no, there is a thing called the spiritual life. It is rigorous. It is a practice of substance and discipline that over time will do phenomenal things for you. And it's very difficult to try and offer that while you're acting like the world, while you're using the methodology of the world. And so you guys are saying, yeah, not going to do that with clickbait. And Anson's is saying, yeah, we're not going to compromise with who we are and what we are in order to get a bigger audience. We are what we are. And just your sentence, Blaine, that bigger doesn't necessarily mean God's in it, and bigger isn't necessarily effective. Very disruptive stuff. I think huge implications for Christians who want to walk the kingdom life.